Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you will have a more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So how is your relationship with Jesus? Good morning. I'm David Jopie, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on works of the Lord in life with Jesus. The psalmist writes, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long." The living Lord Jesus invites you to enter his gates with thanksgiving in your hearts and to enter his courts with praise, from Psalm 100. From Psalm 109, "Know that the Lord your God helps you. He saves you according to his steadfast love. He shows the world that this is his hand. O Lord, you have done it." And from Psalm 118, "Know that the gates of righteousness are open, that you may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it." The living Lord Jesus teaches you songs of steadfast love and justice, making you ponder the way that is blameless. With the Lord, you will look with favor upon the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with you, from Psalm 101. From Psalm 110, "Know that Jesus is a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." And from Psalm 119, "Know that those who love God's law have great peace. Nothing can make them stumble." Now the living Lord Jesus looked down from his holy height from heaven. He gazes on all the earth. "Of old, O God, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." From Psalm 102. From Psalm 110, "Know that the fear of the Lord who forgives is the beginning of wisdom, and all who practice it have a good understanding." Bless the living Lord Jesus, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems you, your life from destruction, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. From Psalm 103. From Psalm 112, "Know that the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever." O Lord, you cause man to cultivate the earth, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of men, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. From Psalm 104. And from Psalm 113, "Know that the Lord is high above the heavens, and his glory above the heavens. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap." O Lord, you cause your people to settle in a far land and to be fruitful and stronger than their foes, and then you brought them home with joy. Your chosen ones were singing to keep your statutes and law. They brought silver and gold with them, and there was none among his tribe who stumbled. From Psalm 105. From Psalm 114, "Know that the earth trembles in the presence of the Lord." O Lord, you save your people, and you gather them from among the nations, that they may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise the Lord. From Psalm 106. From Psalm 115, "Know that your God is in heaven. He does all that he pleases." O Lord, thank you, for you are good. Your steadfast love endures forever. And you redeem all kinds of people. From Psalm 107. From Psalm 116, "Know that by the Lord you lift up the cup of salvation, and so you call on the name of the Lord." O Lord God, your mercy is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. From Psalm 108. And finally, from Psalm 117, "Know that the steadfast love of the Lord is great, and his faithfulness endures forever." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We pray that this week's podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ, and that you continue in his love. In his holy name, amen. How is your relationship with Jesus? Amen.